brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are gathered around for another sud segment where if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably good old boy Mike doing another one of his terrible impressions.
Dave, I'm going to save it. All the good stuff for the show.
Okay. Now I'm at the next show.
Okay. All right.
I don't get an applause. I don't get nothing.
Quack.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get crickets is what you get.
Just let it slide off your back like a duck.
Tough friggin' crowd here, folks. Well, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is Mr. Quack himself, good old boy
Mr.
Mike.
Mr. Microphone.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome.
Good old boy Sean.
The Mallard of Mallards is here. Good old boy Sean. Happy to be here.
Love it. Good old boy Drew.
I have no duck puns. I feel inadequate.
There was a whole list, man.
I know. I know.
We'll just put it on your bill.
Oh. Good old boy Dave.
Now he finds the rim shot.
Yeah.
People have been looking at me. I'm just like, what you looking at? Stranger.
Lovely.
Was that at the grocery this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Walmart. I was in line.
People of Walmart.
People of Walmart.
Would you look at that stranger?
Audio edition.
Well, today's episode is a takeover of Carton Brewing from the Atlantic Highlands of New Jersey.
There can be only one.
I should have pulled that gun.
Yeah.
Well, I was recently in that area on a trip back home to Pennsylvania, my home state.
Boo. So, I'm sorry. I mean, yay.
Really? So, of course, I brought some of their beer home with me. Like,
Durr.
Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us a little bit about Carton?
Having decided that they had something to contribute to the very exciting conversation going on in craft brewing, cousins Chris and Augie Carton teamed up and started Carton Brewing.
In 2011.
In the Seashore community where they were born and raised, the Carton boys found a turn-of-the-century red brick warehouse and adapted it to accommodate a state-of-the-art Newlands System 15-barrel brew house. 6E East Washington Avenue was turned into an independent craft brewery, and their hats were in the ring. Applying a passion for stimulating flavor to inspiration found all around them, they set about their goal to make tasty beer. We'll be the judge of that. In the place their tastes were formed.
That's somewhat worrisome.
Wow. No reference to the Jersey Turnpike. I'm a little disappointed.
I should have brought my good hip waders.
All their beer tastes like saltwater taffy. I'm just going to go ahead and, sorry, spoiler alert. It all tastes
with a hint of Newark.
Yes.
Newark.
Okay.
No and glass eyeballs, though, here.
That we know of.
Call back to a previous.
Is that a fining method? Exactly.
And of note, for people that are not aware where the Atlantic Highlands are, that is northern New Jersey. Yay. Okay.
Zero applause. Zero rim shot.
What?
It's New Jersey.
More crickets.
No.
I think that sucks.
I would say that Atlantic Highlands is the place where people are going to the Meadowlands and they're really lost. Martha, there's no Tom Horton around here.
Where's the pork roll?
I think that's just a little too close, Mike.
Wow. I don't know that New Jersey Devils would understand. Never mind. Okay, moving on. Good old boy Sean, why don't you give us today's cool lineup?
Alrighty, the Carton Brewing beers we'll be trying today are the Wayla. Hopefully a wicked New England style IPA. The Twin Outboard Wayla, a double dry hop New England style Imperial IPA.
Wicca.
Whether or not Sandman Sims will appear on this episode, who knows? Will they get The Hook, a Citra Pale Ale with Vic's Secret? The Lights Out Tonight New Jersey IPA. I'm guessing they have issues with blackouts.
When the lights go out in the Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow. And Bon Jovi.
Wasn't that the night the lights went out in Jersey? Is that song?
No, that's the night.
I know. I was just making.
Lights go out in Georgia.
So everybody else can say some kind of crap, but I can't. Okay, I see.
So after the lights out tonight, will we get into the 07XX, an East Coast double IPA? And then finally, the SS Between 1.5 New Jersey IPA.
How do they dial it into just like 1.5 instead of a double?
Well, if it's a New Jersey IPA, like, does it, like all the chemical plants, does that contribute terroir?
The half? Is that the extra half?
Yes.
Well, there was one whole corpse and then only the upper torso.
Superfund site was, you know, just 2 blocks over. So,
gotcha.
With an eyeball to spare.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Now, against our better judgment, since good old boy Mike is here, and since I know he's dying to use the New Jersey accent that he's been working on for quite some time.
Perfecting it over years.
Yeah, we're going to let him do the suds ratings.
All right. I want you to sit down with your favorite Taylor ham or your pork roll. Decide what you want, because we're going to be discussing rating these beers, and then we're going to have sludge ratings with our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now. So, Snooki, you hear me? That sucks. Number one, give me anything but a bud. Drink bud in Jersey. So, listen, you're going to ask yourself, was that a belch? Because it's always coming from the situation. Number two. Here's number three. So I asked Jay Wow. Ah, what a relief. Number four. Polly D, I tell you all the time, a body should really not make that sound. And of course, every table we have Jersey beer is going to have a Ronnie. So Ronnie, listen to that hang time. Give me a number. It's number five.
Would have known a 70-year-old man was a fan of Jersey Shore.
I watched the orange tan, you know, apply before my eyes.
Yes.
Were you watching our real-time demographics just totally tank? Is that what it was, sir? You know.
Well, I think we lost everyone in New Jersey.
Thank you.
Everyone in Jersey, England.
Cool. Awesome.
And probably just most of the whole
look. Anyone that's ever worn a jersey.
Eventually, we will find our target demographic that does not hate us.
No Jersey cattle will ever enjoy the show again.
Please send your litigation to the following address. You've been served again. And again, and again.
I don't know, though. I think we'll be okay because I don't know that anyone will know if they should be insulted or not.
Can you actually offend anybody in Jersey? I don't think so.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can't. You have to try really hard.
Because I know a guy. Who knows a guy? Who knows a guy that you don't want to know?
Mike's going to get a fish wrapped in a newspaper.
Maybe if you tell him chicken parm sucks.
Taylor roll. That's for wussies, man.
So when Mike wakes up with the horse and the horse head in the bed, we'll know exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like this. A lot of wise guy references.
All right. Let's get to the good stuff. And
that was the good stuff.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, folks. Sorry.
At least there's beer.
Just like from the highlands of New Jersey.
Okay. And quick shout out to Passion Vines. This is a place in Egg Harbor. And this is where actually I was able to purchase all of the carton. I wasn't able to make it totally up to the highlands, but I got close, really close. And so yay to them for having a great selection for us to work with today, which is really cool. All right. And also of note, I love the fact that their cans are orange and white with like great, like it's a consistent can design, you know, minus
a can design only a UT fan can,
which is really weird. Love. I was just going to say,
I know, right?
It's like Mike is dressed
I'm
as a
feeling
can
an
of
overwhelming
beer.
Desire to do push-ups.
All right. Let's get to the first beer. It's called The Whaler. It's a New England style IPA. There is no denying the brilliance in the Cathedral Hall design from Boston when running around on the tidal brackish chops of the river, of the rivers of the Jersey Bayshore. Whether sitting with some friends casting lines or yanking people around on tow ropes, they're fun, easy to love, pleasure for pleasure's sake will always have a home run. So, what do we think about this?
I don't like this.
It's not doing much for me either.
Okay, and by the way, it is 6.5% ABV.
Be a good export to Philly.
I don't get...
But not Monk's Tavern.
I don't get New England style.
No, this is... It's far too balanced to be New England. And by balanced, I mean muted, perhaps.
This is more like a pale ale that you know, got an extra dose of hops is the best way I would describe it.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
I mean, I don't dislike the flavor. I just don't like it. Kind of sets your mind to expect something when you call something a New England IPA.
It's also really clear.
Yeah, it's like it's clear, it's thin, and there's no hazy.
There's nice head retention on it for what that's worth.
It's not juicy. I mean, it's citrusy, but it's not
juicy. Yeah, I mean,
juicy.
It's definitely a dry finish to it. It's just. It clears off the palate pretty quick.
I think if they take away the name or the moniker New England out of it, I think
we all would have liked it better indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should just call it a Jersey Pale Ale.
I think that's coming up later in the show.
That's worrisome.
Poured the wrong can in the wrong glass.
Well, it's already happened once today, so.
Yeah.
Maybe they put the wrong beer in the wrong can.
We're going to rate it a 2 and be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a dive into, get it, into a New Jersey brewery called Carton Brewing from the Atlantic Highlands.
I don't even have the right button for that. There it is.
Ha. Okay. The next beer that we are going to talk about is the Twin Outboard Whaler. Not to be confused with the Whaler we just previously discussed. And it's a double dry hopped NIPA. It's 8.5% ABV. And this one uses Strata, Citra, and Galaxy, and Mosaic hops.
Well, it's got Mosaic in there, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I as much as a fan I am of all those hops, I'm really not being blown away with... with their usage in this beer.
I don't know if it's the right proportions or something.
I don't like it.
Well, Mike, the Galaxy's for real, forward, dude. Like,
the aroma on it is really nice.
Yeah. Yes. You are right. The Galaxy,
I like this beer. I like it. I don't think it's a New England Imperial.
I think you're saying you like it better than the last beer.
No, I do like it better than the last beer.
No way you would walk up and say this is a really good Imperial IPA.
And how has it got 5 less IBU than the... normal Whaler?
I don't think they're not measuring their IBUs right.
Math is hard.
It feels knocked down.
Meth?
Almost like, you know. Jersey. It has a watery finish to it.
Yeah.
They're not that far from Canada, so maybe they're looking at their IBUs through the exchange rate. It's like.
An Imperial IPA should feel like you are scraping it off your tongue. And there is no way that this is even remotely close to that kind of
mouthfeel. There's nothing resinous about this beer. Yeah. And it's, as pointed out over the break, it's a little bit clear for what's supposed to be a hazy.
I mean, I disagree with that it has to be resinous and then you have to be scraping it for it to be an Imperial. That's really more just a matter of the IBU or the ABV. So.
But this is double.
It's double, but it's, well, what the problem we're having with it is that they're, there is too much IBU in the front end. It's not sweet. It's not juicy.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any. It there's sucks. No oats. Or, it doesn't suck.
Just don't call it New England.
It's just not a friggin' New England.
It's a great beer. Just IPA. Don't call it anything that you call it.
I would call it maybe a Northeast IPA. An East
well,
Coast
just
IPA.
Call it a Jersey IPA.
Another, it's a Jersey. Another bad Jersey IPA? Yeah, there you go.
Jersey's not New England, as I have been told by many people.
There you go.
Maryland is in the South.
Wow. Mr. Mason and Mr. Dixon
once again.
Wow.
Yep.
I think my friends so in Maryland would have issue with that.
Can we drag Delaware into this?
Absolutely.
I mean, we got two states down.
We can make it happen.
Why don't we just ruin everybody's
poor
day?
Poor little Delaware. Oh.
Okay, so. We're thinking marketing. If it was marketed a little bit different, this might be better. But even then, as an IPA goes, it's
fireworks
not,
and lasers are not going to improve
okay,
this.
Okay, so I'm going to play the devil here, though, everything. For a second.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
I'm going to play the devil here for a second. So the Whaler and the Twin Outboard Whaler. Okay. Is it safe to say that they're from the same, like they're similar recipes?
Same hop profile.
Yes. Right? Yes. I mean, yeah. So maybe this is just New Jersey's answer to a NEPA.
Change the, you know, the change of gravity and, you know, called it a day.
It would be.
I mean, because it's, okay, it's lighter than what we're viewing as our gold standard of what a New England IPA is.
Yeah.
The aroma is somewhat there, though in a different way. In a different way, but maybe this is just New Jersey's answer to a NEPA.
I mean, I think you're right. Like, I think the aroma's nice. I think most of us, except Mr. Orange over there, enjoyed the aroma. I don't dislike the flavor. I just, for me, it's kind of what Sean said. It's a branding thing. Like, because your mind goes to Julius or
Pillory. And you're thinking X and you're Alchemist. Getting Y.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yep. That's fair. So we are going to rate the Twin Outboard Whaler a 3.
Over Mike's formal protest.
Like to lodge a protest. No.
All right. Let's do something a little different and let's go to the hook.
So, Citra Pale Ale with Vic's Secret.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even tasted it yet, but that's what made me. Mm.
I have.
Okay. 5.5% ABV. And it doesn't matter what they brew as long as they mix wheat and Citra. That makes us feel will convey some juicy notes or fruit impression.
This is closer to hitting the mark. The first thing that's hitting me is that this is a very creamy mouthfeel. That's
that wheat getting you.
Definitely the choice of the base grain, I think, is probably the most appealing. I like the fact they didn't go overboard with the Vic Secret. Yeah, some other heads nodding here.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're definitely right that the backbone on this is a lot more enjoyable than coming off the previous two beers. And yeah.
What do you think, Julie?
I really like this one a lot. I like how it's showcasing Vic Secret, but not in an overexposed way, if that makes any sense. And if somebody is really like, oh, hey, I don't know if I really know what Vic Secret tastes like. This is perfect. Like, this is exactly what I was hoping for, and this is exactly what I got.
I wish it had a little more malt.
Like, really?
A little more body.
Yeah.
It was, 5.5%?
That's hard to do at 5.5.
Yeah,
I mean, it is.
Yeah. But I think it's got a nice amount of creaminess from the wheat.
Also, it makes me, it does make me want to keep tasting it because I'm like, what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Opper, what is the thing in between this and that? The intermezzo or?
Alto soprano or let's say you've got mezzo soprano is between alto and.
No, it's you have like the interlude.
Between scenes.
Between, yeah.
Oh. Shoot,
it is intermezzo.
Sorry, I mean, I think it's intermezzo. Anyway, this is the thing in between this and that. If anything, I like the fact that this is giving your palate a good break. I think that if you were to have somebody at your table that says, I don't like hops, and you really give them the, you know, the evil eye, pour them this. Because this is not an over-the-top,
no,
super hoppy beer, and I think it's fairly well-balanced. I like, you know, that... I like what it's not. It's not overdone, and I think it's very approachable. And so I think it's spot on for the description.
Yeah. Well, I think that
helped. I did not hate this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? Doesn't suck. We are recording, right? Make sure we're recording.
And just put that on a loop.
I'm gonna pull that sound bite now.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
those are the new t-shirts. Look, I'm sorry. They're going to adopt this in the next BJCP guide. Mike says it does not suck.
I did not hate this trademark.
Yes, right.
That might be coming soon. Yeah, this is like really pleasant. I could drink a lot of these. And this is like, to me, a good shore beer. You know, if you're hanging out at the beach.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it's not too offensive. I mean, no offense to the Twin Outboard, but at 8.5%, that thing would... I wouldn't get far with it, put it that way.
They would pick you up for inebriated operation of a...
Drunk on the beach.
Yeah. And no one wants that 1 hour in, at least anyways. Okay, we are going to rate the hook a 4.
Wow. Mikey liked it. He liked it.
This beer needs some hot sauce.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Only thing missing.
So, Drew, do you have a story about hot sauce?
Drew, tell us a story.
There is indeed a story about hot sauce and a Texas high school with a hazing incident with hot sauce, lap dances, and a student ending up in the emergency room. Apparently, this hazing incident was a school tradition.
What?
Everything's bigger in Texas. So,
apparently.
From Andrew Mark Miller of Fox News, reports an alleged hazing incident at a Texas high school sent one football player to the hospital with burn injuries and 21 students suspended.
Guess where those burns were?
I don't really want to know, but I feel like we're going to find out. The Alamo Heights Police Department is investigating after 21 students were suspended at the Alamo Heights High School near San Antonio, Texas, stemming from a hazing incident that sent one student to the emergency room with skin burns to his lower body.
Yeah.
The football players were reportedly initiating new players onto the varsity team as part of a school tradition that involved hot sauce, cookies, and lap dances.
What's the purpose of the cookies?
Whoa.
I miss
that. Sounds like the last sip.
Just you, another Oreo, man.
Hold on. That last section just one more time.
The football players were reportedly initiating new players onto the varsity team as a part of a school tradition. School tradition that involved hot sauce, cookies, and lap dances.
How does that go together?
It's like one of those AI-generated things. Like, no one would ever put those three things together.
Everything goes with a lap dance.
We have seen Days to Confused, right?
Mm.
I mean, I know that's a menu.
So, Larry, movie. This is your job, man. You are the cookie keeper in this whole thing, man. I'm counting on you. I know you're a freshman, but you can do it, man.
But where are they keeping the cookies?
Yes.
That was the problem.
Well, this does sound a little more like... New Jersey than Texas, but you know, the senior boys did an initiation where they went out to the baseball fields and made the younger players put cookies dipped in hot sauce between their butt cheeks. Then they had to race each other.
That gives a
of course they did.
And if any of the cookies fell out, the person would have to eat it.
I'm thinking initiation for the cast members could be revised.
What kind of beer? What kind of beer would you pair with a hot sauce dip cookie that fell out of your butt?
I mean, it just seems like Budweiser.
Where do
I mean,
you put this on your resume? Like right in the middle? So it's, I put three cookies in my butt cheeks, doused in hot
this
sauce,
one time in high school?
You know what? You're University of Iowa material. All the way, buddy.
Well, okay. So I'm sure that the hot sauce is counteracting any fungus. You know, it's probably killing it right
so
off.
So you're saying there's a healthy side
benefit.
Oh,
it's killing a few things. I'm just, I don't think it's what you think.
It's like medicine.
Hot sauce dip butt crack cookies.
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of cookie would even work with hot sauce.
I think one of the burning questions that I have, every pun intended, what was their season record like? Did they play better after doing it?
Actually, the last part of the thing, they lost their home opener.
Yeah, that's an omen right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
we didn't get to the lap dances yet.
Oh, yeah.
There's more.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Added that some players had hot sauce thrown at them and that some of the freshmen were forced to strip down to their boxers and give lap dances to cheerleaders at the party.
That doesn't really sound that bad.
Maybe for the cheerleaders.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, these are freshman football players.
Yeah. Also, like, you know where those butt cracks have just been?
That's true.
What kind of music did they play for that? It's getting hot in here.
They weren't.
Take off all your clothes.
I was thinking it was Rocky Top.
It's so hot. I'm going to put hot sauce on my butt.
Nah, it didn't work. Sorry, Nelly. Or
that was Nelly.
I wonder why they didn't say what brand of hot sauce. They could have done
Texas
like an endorsement.
I'm just calling it Texas Pete right now.
You cannot put Louisiana hot sauce on your body, man. I'm sorry. Not in Texas.
Yeah.
So almost the entire team was punished for the incident.
Yeah.
Almost. So I'm assuming that the source was probably the one.
And there's
punished.
Harold in the corner going, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. They received two game suspensions, in-house suspensions,
so
and
you,
community
son.
Service. They opened their season on Friday night with a 42-39 loss.
If they were before me on the bench, I honestly would not be able to stop laughing.
But they were close.
I mean, just imagine the other team, what they're going to say to you. It's like, so did you get any more cookies dipped in hot sauce up your butt crack?
Did you use three or four cookies, man? Because you look like a three cookie kind of guy.
They lost by a field goal, which makes you wonder, was the kicker perhaps affected?
Yeah. Maybe. That was Harold. He didn't participate.
But like all those seniors who did it to him, they've all had hot sauce cookies in their butt a couple years ago.
Yeah. You know, it's the originating story, conversation that you want to hear. All right, so listen, man, so this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So we really need to get even with all these goofy freshmen. So, like, what do you have in your locker? Well, I have hot sauce.
I got some cookies.
Okay. Cool. So
Put hot sauce in my cookies.
We could have them, like, rub it under their arms. Ooh, yeah, that'll good. No.
Let's make them eat the hot sauce cookies.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's do that, too.
You know what would be even crazier?
Yeah.
If we made them run with the cookies dipped in hot sauce.
Put it in their underwear.
Yeah, underwear. But what if we put it between their butt?
Man, I'm telling you, that is the perfect idea.
You know, this, as someone who played high school football, I really have absolutely so little difficulty.
What did you have to put in your butt?
I didn't have to do any of that, but I will say that I
so be careful what you store in your locker.
I don't have any trouble envisioning something like this happening, especially because, it's somewhat, I've never met a more homophobic yet homoerotic group of
football players in high school. Tight pants and butt
slaps. I'm actually thinking that the Carton brothers should actually, use this ritual to improve the quality of their beer. So.
Oh, come on.
That'd be a heck of an adjunct.
No.
Pastry, hot sauce pastry stout?
Name that beer.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's probably drink a beer.
Yeah, moving on.
Yes.
Yeah.
We said it was downhill, and it has gone way downhill.
Thank you.
Man.
And still beers to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And next one is Lights Out.
Yeah, Lights Out.
Friday night, Lights Out.
Sorry. Okay, Sean. Here.
Okay, we're done now.
I'm going to have that Nelly song in my head the rest of the day.
Okay.
I always have that Nelly song in my head.
Now, this is
that's weird.
A New Jersey IPA.
Okay.
Okay. A true New Jersey IPA.
It's a little caramel malt or something.
It's got some Bohemian Pilsner, wheat malt, caramel, sour malts, flaked barley with a Kolsch yeast, and it's got Ella Galaxy and Nelson.
It's interesting they use Kolsch yeast.
I know. Yeah. I know. I thought this was cool, actually.
That is definitely a decision.
Best pairing is Jersey Nights.
Was it a good one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I feel like I'm enjoying this one a bit more than the Hook.
Yeah. Well, the Hook was a step up from the first two.
Yes, definitely.
And I think this one has a little more, maybe what you were looking for, Drew, in the Hook. There's a little bit more going on in the malt bill. And I think
a whole lot more than a little. Jeez.
And it complements Is this more, Mike, what you look for, like in a well-rounded IPA? Because there's a lot of things going on in the malt, but it's balanced by the hops.
Because you seem to have some strong opinions on the subject, especially when it comes to the spirits.
To speak up.
Yeah.
He's smacking his lips a little bit.
Stop holding back, Mike.
Sean, yeah. I do not hate this.
Is that two in one show?
Yeah. How's it taste, motherfucker?
Yeah. I am a duck.
I have a two quacks.
I think the thing I'm mulling over here is to me, this is closer to a pale ale. I really think of, you know, an IPA as having a bit more bitterness than I think this really contains. It's not a bad beer. If it was sitting on a judging table and presented as an IPA, I would completely probably, you know,
right,
give it a single digit number, you know, at the end of the day. But I think overall, there's some good balance there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's pretty tasty.
I like the fact that it's not overdone and it's not too sweet, which it feels like it's headed down that path, but it just didn't go there. So.
What do you think, Juliana?
I'm really enjoying this one. And I've had actually a couple cans of this already. And what I like about it, besides look at the can, which is like really cool because it has Edward Hopper's Nighthawks on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is that speaks to my soul.
See, and that's one of my least favorite paintings.
Well, it's interesting because isn't that a scene in New York? So just like Jersey, they always want to be New York.
What?
I don't know. There's something about the painting that's just never done it for me.
Okay, we're going to come back and discuss this some more after the interlude.
Some of us will be back. Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
We just broke up a fight during the break.
Me and Tommy, we can go get that painting for you.
All over Edward Hopper.
I got a fat lip now.
I'm not going to have to pay a copyright. You got it. You own it, man. It's your painting.
I'd like to apologize to the people of New Jersey.
Wow. Okay.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I'm going to talk for a minute about this beer.
All right. So everybody shut up.
I think this is good pitcher beer. Would you call it that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So here... And again, I love the name. I love the title. I love this beer. I really, really do. But what it brings me back to is, and I'm sorry that you don't like Edward Hopper, but I really, really do. And the reason is When I was a kid, we used to go to Asbury Park every year. That was one of our summer places.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of places in the Jersey Shore we went to, but I think maybe because of my love of Bruce Springsteen might come into play here.
Glass Eye Collection.
But it is not Asbury Park. However, there was a diner that we always went to in Asbury Park when I was a kid. And I don't remember the name. I want to say that maybe it was the Asbury Inn or something like that. Like, you know, simple, but it was almost right on the beach. And that was something that we went to all the time. My dad really loved old vintage diners and just that whole feel, you know, and being able to like play a song right there at the table. And this being, yes, a pitcher beer and something that you can easily like share with a lot of friends.
And Sean just crapped all over it, man.
I didn't mean to crap on your memory.
All over her childhood, man.
Just crapping on a piece of art.
I don't care.
Your memories sound phenomenal.
You know what? I don't care about you anymore. But about the beer, this is a beer that I envision that after going to like an event, like a hockey game or something like that, which
a Springsteen concert,
a Springsteen concert,
or a Bon Jovi concert for that matter.
Wow.
Sure.
It's your life.
Right. Exactly. But after something like that with a bunch of friends sharing a couple pictures of this, like that's, to me, that's the epitome of like a good night.
I would drink a lot of this if Bon Jovi was playing Bad Medicine on stage in front of me.
I think Mike would drink this while attending a Jersey Shore cast reunion Q&A session and meet and greet.
If there's Taylor Ham there, I'm in.
I think Julie is so angry right now.
Okay. What are we going to rate this lovely beer? What are we going to rate? Lights out.
I'm saying this because I have to live here. So
we're going to go with a good solid 4.
Woo.
Rude. Okay. Moving on, let's go to...
I am still inside the circle of trust. Sean is not inside the circle of trust.
Whoops.
The weather in here, still okay.
I mean, it is kind of get a little hot in here. No. Like a darn Nelly video.
No.
Did like you, man.
Just stop. Just stop.
It was good knowing you, Sean.
I'm as cold as ice.
Okay. Next up, let's talk about 077XX. East Coast Double IPA. Like all things truly Jersey, this makes the most imbalancing through its accentuation of extremes. Inspired by West Coast IPAs that we love, and actually, a lot of us are loving them more these days than we have in the past, we added a thump of hops to a dynamic malt profile and chose a yeast to drive these two even further than they wanted to go to.
Oh, you pretended to be gentle, but you weren't.
Yeah, so dry finish. There's not a lot in the malt for the malt backbone there for me.
And this one is 7.8% ABV.
Yeah. I think if you handed this to me, I would accuse it of being from Lagunitas. it does have that burnt caramel, you know, component. It's very wet. It's
burning my mouth.
If it's, you know. They say it's a West Coast style IPA. This is West Coast, you know.
No, they say it's East Coast.
Oh, it's inspired by West Coast. Well, yeah, so you screwed it up.
but you liked it first, and then...
No, what I'm saying is, you know, I think this is closer to a West Coast style IPA. Well, and
the other part of it, too, is that East Coast IPA has traditionally been something with a little more of a malt backbone.
Yeah. Reminiscent of an English style.
Exactly. IPA, yeah. And so that's...
Much better.
Yeah. You know, Dogfish Head 60 Minute would be a classic malt backbone of an East Coast IPA. I'm trying to remember the one out
I figured this out. So they're...
I still say this is from Lagunitas.
On the East Coast.
Yeah.
And so probably, you know, if you were to get West Coast IPAs on the East Coast, that means they have to be driven across the country on a truck.
Unless by the time they get...
Shush it. So by the time you get... to all the way from California to New Jersey in the back of a truck, which is probably not refrigerated, this might be what a West Coast IPA would taste like.
Mm. No, I enjoyed the classic Russian River at a Monk's Cafe in Philly. So, and that tasted, you know,
well.
And actually, they had the was it Pizza Port was the original IPA.
This story is great. Yeah. Where is mine?
I would say, I also think Russian River probably would find a distributor that used
probably like a private jet. Right,
exactly. Yeah. So, but no, to Dave's point, yeah, a lot of beer is being shipped.
I just flew my private jet right over that.
Well, I missed you on the top five celebrities contributing to climate change.
Yeah. I think this is an okay, you know, beer. I don't know anybody that would probably step up and say, I want an East Coast IPA that tastes like a West Coast beer. So,
right.
I it's one of those things again.
Just call it a West Coast IPA.
Yeah, please. You know, just call it what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot closer.
Just make up another IPA style. There's like
it's not sticky. It doesn't have a lot of resin, though.
Or call it a New Jersey IPA like they did the Lights Out.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Juliana's going to come and defend them. Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
If only you can see the face she's making.
And now Mike just joined the Sean Club.
Cool.
There we go.
Who else wants to join? We're taking applicants.
I'll talk to you guys.
Weather's not a lot better out here, baby.
Guys are so friggin' rude. Okay. It is West Coast. I like it for that. I like that sort of like dank finish on it, you know, that I would expect. I guess the part where I'm having confusion is the aroma on it is a little bit more New England-y IPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like a chameleon. You know, you think you're going to get something like really, really juicy. You get a hint of juice in the beginning, yep. And then it just goes into this. Yeah, and then I'm in the forest. Like, I'm in an orchard.
Then
like,
it finishes and you're in the desert.
Yeah.
Right, it's dry. And it's got it's dry. Really dry finish. So I'm trying to figure out where to put this in the scheme of things. I mean, next.
I would say the garbage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wow.
Hey, I guess I'm in the club now,
too. Drew just joined, man.
And now there is three.
Hey. Yeah, say, no more Wonder Twins. We're the triplets.
Is there a brewery across the street over there? Hey, man, cool.
Man,
they're
falling like dominoes.
We're going to close here.
I guess this could be a good pizza beer if the pizza tends to be a bit on this, if the sauce tends to be a bit on the sweet side. This would help sort of like mellow out that sweetness. There are some Old Forge pizzas that I've had before. Yes, I'm from PA, and they tend to have a really sweet tomato sauce, which is like almost too sweet. So having this with that is a good marriage of that. But like, I mean, does this go with funnel cake? I don't know.
We should put some pizza sauce.
No,
in this
like,
beer.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to rate this 077XX East Coast Double IPA a 2.
All right, we're going to finish strong on this last one. I know it's going
to
be good.
You know, I think there could be something that they could do to improve, you know, the Lights Out. If they had a really good collection of false teeth that they collected from the beach and they put it in the tap room, that could actually keep me around a little bit longer until I would really fully decide that I do not like that beer.
And I have to ask, what do the false teeth have to do with?
I guess anything? It's better than a glass eye. Well, I don't know.
If they can do it at Sandy Hook, then welcome, they can do it, you know,
welcome to the Atlantic mind Heights, of good old boy Mike.
Yeah. All right. You know. All right. I'm here for it.
Yeah. It could happen, man.
Those triplets got to stick together.
This is what happens when you're a UT fan.
Or the tripels.
Hey. Okay. This orange is gynemonosaurus.
Next.
Okay. Let's talk about the last beer.
Cool. The last beer.
Yes, it is. It's called the SS Between. It's a 1.5 New Jersey IPA from their Need a Bigger Boat series.
Need a Bigger Boat.
Yes. This one is 8.4% ABV using a Kolsch yeast again. And honestly, I'm kind of impressed the fact that they're using so much Kolsch yeast. I mean, that's not...
Yeah.
That's not average. You know what I mean?
That is correct.
So that is kind of cool. It's got Galaxy, Citra, Amarillo, and Trident hops. And I don't know. I'm going to admit I don't know much about Trident.
I don't know much about Trident.
I'll have to look that up.
Spearmint?
It's got Pilsner, wheat, caramel, sour malts, and flaked barley. Oh my God.
Well, it's sweet. I will say that's the first thing.
Pour some of this in that last one. See what you get.
Well, you know, it says right here, it says pairs best with lost and found. It goes with the false teeth, man.
Wow. I like this beer. This one, and maybe it's coming off of that last beer that was so dry and
you
know, a little bit. This is a nice, easy drinking beer.
8.4%. That's easy drinking. Hey, is baby. Not usually the phrase you
use. Listen, you don't swim in the waters that I swim in, I guess.
Okay, so Trident Hops is made from Hopsteiner.
Okay.
Okay. It's a specialized hop blend using three unique Pacific Northwest grown.
Trident. Yeah.
Yeah. So this...
As we tried these three hops individually...
Six different types of hops in the beer then.
Okay.
Yeah. Essentially.
The alpha acids on this are 11 to 14, okay. And it's fruity, citrus, tropical, passion fruity, and so there's that. And they suggest to use it in hazy IPAs, American pale ales, IPAs, and lagers.
I don't think these dudes know how to do hazy. I think... They, you know, you can't put something through a bright tank and think it's going to be hazy.
Oh, there's nothing hazy about this. I mean,
these are the clearest beers I've ever seen. That
don't haze me, bro.
This just does not taste like a recipe that has really been fully vetted. It feels like you're in between recipe A and B or something else.
You're working towards something.
And, you know, after... Somebody did five batches of this. They said, no, we can't dump that one too. And they decided to, you know, throw it in a can and sell it. Because it's not very well balanced. I get all of the sweetness out of this. And the hops are hanging out like on the back 40, you know, that are just not even remotely within the same distance of all these sugars. So I don't know. This is just not a complete picture for me.
Okay, what is the deal with sour malts?
So that's a acidulated malt.
Okay.
So the main thing for, I use it as a brewer for pride and pH balance. So providing some acidity to the mash. And it's one of those, it was invented so the Germans could still brew with their,
Reinheitsgebot.
Yep. But be able to acidify the mash as necessary. So they could, you know, based on their water pH chemistry, knowing how that was going to interact with their mash, they could use that acidulated malt to.
And I'm a novice home brewer here. Yeah. So I'm going to ask the dumb question, why in an IPA would I care about making something even more acidic if I've got hops to make something acidic?
That's a good question. I mean, as brewing with the water profile locally here, I do, aside from dark styles, because those dark malts definitely contribute a lot of acidity. Mm-hmm. I do on an IPA, I will use about a pound per barrel of acidulated malt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you want to get to like what, 5.2?
5.2 is what you're shooting for, is ideal. Okay. Yeah.
Bam.
I guess the water profile in New Jersey might warrant them to use.
Yeah.
Would it maybe be soft? So like it'd be more alkaline, right? So
Yeah.
Okay. And you're trying to. So maybe New Jersey water is compensating, you know.
Yeah. Or they're
they're compensating back.
Yeah. Moderate hard in the region that we're in is the best description for the water, especially if it's coming from the river.
Sounds like Mike after he watched the... Jersey Shore.
Where's that rim shot?
I'm going to call Ronnie. He knows.
He's calling Ronnie.
Yeah, I'm going to call Ronnie right now. Now.
You know what?
Take that back.
That's going to be the title of this episode.
Calling Ronnie.
Calling Ronnie.
Oh, I was going to say moderate hard.
No, stick around for the 11 o'clock show, folks.
Gets a little blue.
Get those tickets quick.
Only the best comedy in Atlantic City.
Just keep coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, what are we going to rate this?
I would do that.
Yeah, I'm in the, we're going to rate the SS between 1.5 New Jersey IPA.
1.5?
3.
Oh, cool.
Rude.
I demand a recount.
We're rounding up, Mike.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Can you round this number?
That was rude. That's what
birds are suddenly flying through the room.
That's a microaggression.
Okay. That's going to do it. That's enough. That's going to do it for us today. Yes.
Shut it down.
For another Suds
episode.
These
were so good.
Oh. Okay. And I would.
You know what else is good? That Edward Hopper Nighthawks painting.
If I had darts right now.
I'd like to thank good old boy Sean for all of his hard work on the show over the course of these years.
And it's over.
It's sad that he'll never, ever be on another episode.
All right. Good old boy Mike.
Hey, come back and join us for another exciting episode of Sip, Sudden Smokes. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Sean.
Stick around for my other opinions on art.
Good old boy Drew.
I've yet to find a Jersey beer I like.
Good old boy Dave.
I like everything Juliana likes.
Jersey brings out the best of us.
Oh my gosh.
It's the friendship state.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thank you for making it this far into the episode. Keep on chugging and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.